Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Family Life in Chaos. I am your host, Brooke. So today we're going to talk about, well, mainly just the kids and some other stuff, probably, because I don't ever script my stuff. But yeah, we're doing all right, all of us here at the Fleener House. I am still working my butt off, achieving my dreams. I actually had a photo shoot yesterday for a Screamster for Extreme Fear Scream Park, I think is what they're called. And my neighbor does it, and we've always liked them. Those are the neighbors that we like and like keep to themselves and are like super cool. I actually graduated with one of their kids, actually, so that makes them even cooler. And I'm really, really excited to, I guess, like, venture out to, like, you know, Screamsters and maybe do, like, cosplay or something. I don't know. Take pictures of cosplayers. That'd be cool. That'd be pretty awesome. But yeah. I mean, I'm really excited about the fact that I actually had a shoot, like, something that isn't softball. And it's not that I don't like to, you know, do softball, because I do. I love taking photos of the girls, but it's not full of feedback. Does that make sense? I am a person that I need that feedback. I need that, like, oh, hey, Brooke, you're doing real great. Oh, hey, Brooke, like, those softball photos you did at the Perkins Pirates last week, those were pretty cool. You know, like, I need that gratitude. I need that gratification sometimes, because I'm just the kind of person I am. And I don't get a whole lot of that with the softball pictures. I take pictures. I try and take pictures of all the girls, as many girls as I can anyway. Lately, though, I've been following the ball. So whoever has the ball the most gets the most pictures. So, like, the pitcher, batters get a lot of ball time, get a lot of action. And, you know, I've been trying to get pictures more of, like, the outfield and stuff like that. You know, just, I mean, a lot of times the girls are just out there chilling because it's hot. It is super hot when they're out there playing. And, you know, they're just standing there, not looking super interesting. So I don't generally take a ton of photos. Like, I try and take as many photos as I can. But, you know, especially when I don't have, like, all the parents follow me on BA Photography, like helping me sell the brand that I'm taking pictures of them for. It's not always the best, but, you know, they do whatever. It's okay. And I know that, you know, when I was in school, I would have killed for, like, a professional photographer to come out and, like, watch me play golf. You know, like, take pictures of me playing golf, or, you know, when I swam. Cool, can someone get, like, pictures of me up on the block? Like, my mom took pictures, but they weren't, like, my pictures. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You know, hey, like, you know, does somebody want to go and, like, be on the ground floor of the orchestra and take pictures while we're playing? Like, that would be flipping cool, you know? Just stuff like that that, like, a lot of people really take for granted. Like, I mean, I'm giving you guys free services, and I know when I was in school, I would have killed for that, you know? I don't know. I wish that I had more, "You're doing a good job, Brooke," from the parents. That's just how I feel. But, next subject, Calvin has glasses, and he hates them. So any of you who know my father knows that, like, my dad needs bifocals. my dad needs them. And, you know, because he'll look up through his glasses to see stuff sometimes. And it's so funny to watch, because Calvin does the same thing. Like, he'll literally, like, put his glasses at the edge of his nose and look, so he can look far away. And it's just because he has bifocals. And it's just so funny to watch, because it's so cute. Like, watching Calvi is so stinking cute. Now, when we went and got his glasses, that was not super fun at all. not one bit, because he had just woken up from a nap. So he was just like, I am not having any of this crap. Like, he's like, I don't want your stupid glasses. I don't want to sit here and do all this stuff. Like, I'm good. I don't want to do this, you know? And Calvin, he was just like, no, I don't want a glass. I don't want a glass. And I just thought that was just so cute and funny because Calvi is Calvi. He's so adorable. And I feel really bad because Deacon's been pretty neglected lately. Well, I say neglected. I mean, obviously he's like fed, has toys, and is like paid attention to. But like right now, like we're really trying to encourage Calvin to keep his glasses on. So like, you know, he's getting a lot of praise. Like, oh, Calvin, you look super cool with those glasses, dude. Like, Calvin, you look awesome with those glasses. Keeping those glasses on is so cool. Like, you know, stuff like that. Because we have to, like, encourage him to keep his glasses on his face and that his glasses are a cool thing. And Deacon isn't getting that kind of praise. And, like, as a parent, it, like, really freaks me out because I don't know how he's dealing with that. Like, I made a really big deal about Deacon's folder. When we got his folder out, he had a decent day at school, which is rare. And Deacon does not do well in school, people. I don't know if I've noticed, if I've told you all that, but Deacon does not do well in school. He's a little bit of a troublemaker. And, you know, he does his own thing, okay? In the nicest way, Deacon does his own stinking thing, like, all the darn time. And, you know, we joked about that as, you know, when he was, like, younger. But, you know, I look at a lot of these other kids who are actually paying attention, like, being good kids and speak well and, like, all this other stuff. And I'm just like, man, like, why does my kid gotta be the idiot? You know, like, like, let's be real here, people. You know, sometimes you look at your kid and you're like, man, my kid's the smartest person ever. He's so cool. Blah, blah, blah. And there are days where I have that with Deacon where I'm just like, you are the best, buddy. You're the best, you know. But then there are days when I'm just like looking at all the other children and I'm like, yep, you're the troublemaker. Like, oh, it's just one of those things, that's for sure. But yeah, so that's all happening. All that fun stuff is happening. Yeah, and like, I don't know. I'm actually moderately peeved off this morning because this morning I have stuff going on at work that's pretty important. And I needed help this morning. I woke up and I had to shower. I was very exhausted from taking photos last night and, you know, just dealing with all of that yesterday. I had literally gotten off work, had, like, enough time to, like, decompress and chill, pick up Deacon, went and got everybody else, went out to Avon, came back. Avon's a 45-minute drive, for those of you who don't know. Went out to Avon, was there for like less than 20 minutes, came all the way back, and then I had to get dinner on the table. Darius went and mowed the lawn over at Sadler Street, and then I had to go do these photos, and it was very, very hot outside. Very, very bad conditions for like heat, and you know, heat kills me. And that was like a 2-hour shoot because my camera wasn't doing the things that I wanted it to do. It was a dark, very dark shoot. That's why it took so long. You know, when you have next to no light and stuff like that, like, it makes conditions very difficult. But I was really, really tired when I came back inside. I was almost asleep on the couch when I came home. Like, we got the kids to bed, and I was laying down on the couch editing photos, and I was, like, falling asleep. So I, you know, I got finished up with what I was doing at the edits, and then I looked at Darius and I was like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. And it was like 11. I normally don't go to bed until about midnight, but it was like 11, and I'm just like, I should have gone to bed half an hour, 45 minutes ago. Like, I was that tired. And so I went to bed without taking a shower or anything like that, even though I had the important stuff at work the next day. And so I woke up this morning a little bit late because I never wake up to the first alarm. And I was like, crap, I have to take a shower. And Jaeger's crying. And Darius is still sleeping. And I'm just like, hey, can you help me with this? Like, I need your help. I need you to help go downstairs, make him a bottle, and change his butt so I can take a shower. And Darius is like, yeah, sure. Whatever. And went back to sleep. I'm like, seriously? Like, do you know how many times I had you, like, drug me out of bed to help you get ready for work in the morning throughout our marriage, and you can't do the same for me? Like, I'm very peeved about this. Like, why don't I get the same respect out of working that you do? Is it because, like, I'm a woman? Is it because I'm your wife? Like, because I don't get that same respect. Like, I have a very nice job. I have a few jobs, actually. I'm trying to expand my photo business. And I'm working hard here. And I'm getting no praise, no nothing, other than my photos looked amazing. Like, compared to what I thought they were going to look like, they looked really good. And, you know, right now things are pretty stressful at my job. And I am very, very frustrated. Very frustrated with my husband because I'm not getting the support that I need back from him. As an example, dinner was left out last night. I made dinner and I forgot about it. You know, like I left like right after everyone started eating. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. I'll get that when I get home. And then I got home and I was super exhausted. Like, why am I the only one that ever puts away dinner? Why am I the only one that ever does the dishes? Like, we have to leave from this house in 10 freaking days. 10 days. I want you guys all to ask me a very important question. How many boxes do we have packed up? Freaking none. None are over there. My stuff is over there. And my husband keeps whining and complaining that everything that needs to be packed up is mine. No. No. Nope. That is not true. You moved us from Alaska with all of our random crap all the way down here. You can't literally start throwing things in boxes, start throwing things in bags. Like, we have to be out of this house by this weekend. Like, this weekend, we need to have 90% of our stuff in our next house. Is anybody getting up off their butt to do it? No, because Jaeger's stressful, and Deacon and Calvin are stressful, and, No. You need to step up, because I am stepping all of the up right now. I am so stepped up, I can't go any higher. Okay? And I don't appreciate getting treated like I'm not stepping up. Because I'm working. Like, yeah, cool, Brooke, you sit at a desk all day. Good for you. Yeah, I sit at a desk all day. And I manage other people's stuff. And, yeah, that's what I do. But I also do photo. And I'm a mom. And I do everything else. Like, yes, I understand our newborn, our eight-month-old is very difficult. I understand that. But when we have next to no money for a move, we have next to no money for food, we have next to no money for anything, and you leave dinner out on the table and you're not contributing to the rest of the freaking house, but you want to sit there and play a video game, like, that is when I get a little peeved. Yep. I am a little bit peeved right now. So I'm not having a good day. Not one bit. But that was my 15-minute or 14-minute segment-ish. I have to get going because I have to go into work. And you guys all have a wonderful morning, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.